This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Well, this is Grant and Danny. GP is not going to be in today, but we do have him on the telephone to try to talk him out of something. GP, can you hear us?
I can hear you. How are you guys doing?
We are better than you, respectfully.
Feeling better, yeah.
How you feeling, dude? It sucks.
I don't know, man. Well, before I had kids, I just never got sick. I had the silliest immune system. I never, ever, ever had any problems. And so, like, 2 days ago, my youngest had, like, some kind of weird little rash on the back of her leg. And I'm like, we need to get her to the doctor. So this morning was her doctor's appointment. But yesterday afternoon, your boy started to have a little bit of a sore throat.
Oh, I was there.
Your boy started to feel a little sore. Body was run down on me. Felt like I'd been hit by a golf cart. So I got home at like 8 o'clock, and I went to bed right away and didn't wake up till this morning. And as I was waking up this morning, the wife was coming back from the doctor, and in the most peculiar thing I've ever heard, the little mark on the back of her leg was strep, which I didn't know was a thing.
Me neither.
And so your boy has strep throat for like the second time in a couple of months. You may remember the last time I had strep throat, I didn't get to go to the Commanders-Lions game in Detroit when they pummeled the Lions on their way to the NFC Championship game.
Well, so hopefully that means that you're not going to be in the building tonight and then they pummel Carolina. Is that how we're going with this?
Well, that's kind of the debate right now. My wife is trying to tell me that I can't go to the game because strep for 24 hours is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought is, if I double mask it, you know, I stay away from people as best I can, whatever. Maybe I, instead of cheering, you know, it's just clapping. Maybe, just maybe, I can get through. We're not sharing drinks or anything. But I wanted to bounce that off Danny Hootier.
As we talked about with the whole Detroit Shebangus, I need you just to allow yourself to be sick. It happens. There are two things that I'm looking for. One is regret and apologies from you for all the years you made fun of me for getting sick when I had kids. The second is an acknowledgement that you've got like one dose of antibiotics in you for strep throat. You got to just stay at home. Sometimes you got to put your feet up and watch a game on television, my friend.
I feel like it's hockey, right? I'm a hockey guy. The show must go on. I mean, these guys take pucks to the face and lose teeth, and they get carted off and come back in the shift later or whatever. So maybe we persevere. I know we live in a world now where everyone's very curious about who patient zero is, and God forbid anyone gets sick. So I'm going to probably just wear it and not go to the game tonight to make everyone else comfortable in a world where I want to make, you know, God forbid I put anyone else that at a discomfort that even with multiple masks on, I might be near them. But there was a time 20, 30 years ago where I would have just gone to the game and everyone would have been fine with it because it's a playoff game. We don't get many of these around these parts.
What I like is the framing that everyone else is the weirdo. Like everyone else is wussified or whatever. It's always kind of been a thing. If you're sick, maybe you don't go around.
Well, it's
people.
One thing if it's a common cold, but
sure.
Like if it's the flu, it's strep throat, it's something like that.
You got to get
probably should stay home.
Just sit a play out. I mean, if the game was tomorrow night, I'd actually be on your team. but you literally got diagnosed this morning, man. Your prescription was filled within the last hour.
Medicine was taken at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
24 hours from that moment is when I'm no longer contagious. Mm-hmm. So I'm theoretically contagious at this juncture now. But it's not like I tried to come to work today, right? Like,
no, you did a great
job. At a bar. I'm not going to put you guys or all of the folks at the restaurant coming up saying hello at risk. But my point is that there are levels of this thing, right? Like, if, what if I was getting married today? Do I not go to the wedding? What if someone near and dear to me, someone I love, had a funeral today? Do I not go to that? And if you're willing to acknowledge that there are occasionally times when you might be able to strap up a mask or two and make it happen, then where is this on that pantheon? This is a playoff game. I feel like the lads need me. They're down 1-0. They need some energy in the building. I didn't think that Capital One Arena was up to snuff in game number one. I think it's kind of, I got to pull rope too. We all got to do our part.
I smell what you're cooking there, but I would sort of say that the correlation is interesting, because some of the things you mentioned as examples, hopefully once in a lifetime events.
Correct.
Where you're integral. With all due respect, are you overestimating your imports?
Well, I think the thing is, he's used to being on the glass. He's not on the other side of the glass. If he was on the other side glass and he's skating, I need him tonight. He's on the other side just banging on the glass.
He's
I think we can live one game.
Center, right?
Yeah.
The other thing I might do is just go lick all the straws and the handles over in the Hurricanes locker room. I thought that might be a good plan. Go over to their team hotel.
Interesting.
And maybe, whatever drinks that they have on the on the tables at their bar or the restaurant, maybe take a couple sips of those. Maybe we could share a nice cola or something. Maybe see how many of the Carolina Hurricanes I can infect with strep throat before this series really gets hot and heavy.
Yeah, a little strep grant to kind of help the Capitals out a little bit.
Old strep Paulson, exactly. And that nickname might stick forever here, but do that. Well, dude, listen, feel better. Please actually take care of yourself and your little one as well, who I know it's miserable to – have one person sick, let alone multiple people sick in the same house. So I'm thinking about you, buddy.
Have you heard of that, though? The weirdest thing ever. Like, she's legit, no sore throat, running around. You know how kids are sick. They're like zero energy, lay on the couch. Yeah. Not a single sign of being sick. She had like a mark that wasn't going away on the back of her leg. So we're like, we'll go get it looked at. Strep. And if I didn't feel like crap, I wouldn't have thought twice about it. But I was
never heard of it.
Okay, then I clearly have strep. But I've never heard of that. Apparently, it only happens with little kids or something. Very weird. But yeah, I will. I'll be here if anybody needs me. I'll be on the phone, and I'm ready to do my draft at 6 p.m. to try to get a couple of goals and get back in the mix in the Capital to score a goal draft.
We will dial you back in then, my friend. Feel better, okay?
All right. Have a good show, boys. Take care.
See you, brother. There he goes. That is Grant Paulson. By the way, that is totally bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I guarantee you, like, a bunch of moms or like some dads listening are like, oh, yeah, totally. That's the thing that drives me nuts, is that they always think they're experts when like some crazy thing happens. It's like my daughter has an ear infection. You know how I know? She had athlete's foot. Like, there's no correlation between a rash in the back of your leg and strep throat.
Yeah.
And now it's like, of course everyone knew that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And unfortunate for him, because, you feel bad for him. Like, he talked about the Detroit game. You feel bad he couldn't go to that, and feel bad he can't be in the building for game 2 tonight. But hopefully the boys can come through for him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.